GOP Rep. Crenshaw, media don't like someone who pokes holes in that liberal bubble, they like to propagandize. By Jeff Poor on May 18, 2021. Tuesday, during an appearance on FNC's Fox News Primetime, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, fresh off of a combative appearance on NBC's Meet the Press against moderator Chuck Todd, addressed the dust-up in the media as a whole. Crenshaw told host Will Kane he thought the media saw him as a threat and steered the conversation to D.C. gossip, including former President Donald Trump and ousted GOP conference chairwoman Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y. "It always happens when I go on these shows," he said. "I rather enjoy it. It's important to take a step back and note how ridiculous that is. I trend on Twitter as soon as I'm off that show. And it wasn't a very eventful interview. It is nothing like some of my past interviews that are true debates. I remember with Bill Maher on or about, you know, MSNBC in the past. This one was just talking about the typical DC gossip that, truthfully, nobody really cares about. And yet, I'm trending on Twitter. The Washington Post alone had three analyses written on it. So there is an obsession here for sure. They are desperate. But they are also threatened. They don't like it when somebody who is reasonable, who has a different point of view but can also reason their way through that point of view, comes on their shows and pokes holes in that liberal bubble because they like to propagandize. They don't like facts. On your show just now, you had people disagree with you," Crenshaw continued. "Do you think that person trend on right-wing Twitter? Absolutely not, because we don't mind having contradicting views. We like debate. It is important to note that. That's why this blows up. Now, let's talk about their obsession with Trump and with Cheney and with all of it. Nobody cares. Right? My constituents are not affected by that. I am not even affected by that, and I am, I guess, a DC insider. I am a member of Congress, okay? It doesn't even affect me. Now it definitely doesn't affect my constituents, and I'm not going to try to make that case. Let's actually debate issues. I will always come on these shows and debate toe-to-toe on any issue, even the tough ones. Let's debate environmental tall policy, healthcare, the border, taxation, whatever you want. But they don't do it. They don't like that. They want to just talk gossip and keep this thing alive. I'm not going to let it happen." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.